The winners of Art Prize will be announced tomorrow night. Art Prize is the international art competition in downtown Grand Rapids. And the winners take home boku bucks. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. I got a chance to check out one piece of art. It was a giant table that people were invited to carve into. And I should mention, part of this story does deal with an adult theme. So this table has gorgeous light and dark grain patterns swirling around its top. It's long, it's 30 feet, and you just want to touch it, which you can. In fact, there are instructions to carve a message about forgiveness or trust into the table using a special carving tool.
My heart thumps like shoes in a dryer.
Barth Matthews, 1967 to 2002, Betrayed.
Love thyself and more.
You. Your surprise robbed me of an innocence. And you, and you, and you, and you. My breasts, my mouth, in between my legs, and my behind are mine.
Marriage is a promise.
Marriage is a promise?
Love is a wilderness.
Love is a wilderness, right at the beginning of the table. That was the one that I thought was awesome.
That last voice was Sam Merle. And before that, you heard actors reading different messages from the table. Merle carved, "Whatever will be," into the table's side. She kept smoothing her hand over her words.
But I hope someone sees it, and they go, you know what? That's right. Whatever will be."
There are also drawings and doodles and messages like, "Free beer tomorrow," and the kinds of things you might see written on a bathroom stall in a junior high. Here's the story behind the table. Abir Ali and Andre Sandifer are married. They also run their own modern furniture company out of Detroit. A while ago, over dinner, they were joking with some friends about the biggest table they could make, the most epic table, and the Last Supper came up. And they ended up thinking a lot about the Last Supper painting by Leonardo da Vinci. It portrays the Passover meal Jesus shared with his disciples before he was crucified. At the supper, Jesus tells his disciples he knows Judas has betrayed him. The story's themes of trust and forgiveness resonated with Ali and Sandifer. When Sandifer was a child, his father drowned under mysterious conditions, and his brother died 10 years ago at age 35, also under mysterious circumstances. At the funeral, he was standing next to his grandfather, over his brother's body, and his grandpa turned to Sandifer.
One thing he said to me was, "Be inspired." And I was looking at him, I was like, "What do you mean, be inspired?"
Sandifer realized that meant for him to make and design furniture.
It's a way for me to heal, because the idea of creating something that hopefully will last a long time was a better way to be inspired.
And he wanted to give other people the chance to experience that kind of healing. So the two spent 4 months making this table, using wood from walnut trees grown in the Midwest. They threw a big dinner party for their friends in Detroit and asked everyone to carve a message in the table. Then they moved it to the Urban Institute for Contemporary Arts for Art Prize. Ali says she wants the table to be a way for people to get something off their chest.
I hope that they are able to have a voice through the act of carving, and that they leave a little bit lighter, and that they're also inspired by what other people have left behind.
At least 10,000 people have marked this table. The messages are layered and everywhere. They cover the table's underside and chairs. Some people have even used their own tools, which destroy the table. The end result has overwhelmed Ali, but she says she can't get too upset, because the whole idea was to invite the public to take part. And after all, the table is all about forgiveness and trust. I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.